Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith. Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, before we went on air, we had some interesting conversations about you were down in Missouri picking rocks or running rocks through a windrower. So you've had all kinds of experience here in the last week.
Oh, it's been a fun week for sure. It's always good to go down there and find out how the other half of mankind lives. So it was a welcome break. It wasn't exactly a vacation.
Have you been so terribly dry in your neck of the woods, too?
We've been dry. It's been awfully spotty here. There have been two or three rains that have gone through, and, south half of the county will get an inch, and the north half gets nothing, and the next time maybe someplace else will get it. So right here where I'm at, it's awfully dry. We had a good rain in May, almost 5 inches, but in June it's just been less than an inch.
How's the crop been looking otherwise?
Well, the crops look good yet. You can see the stress in the soybeans in the middle of the afternoon when it's hot, that the leaves kind of curl up and kind of take on that silver color. The corn so far is, of course, it's a lot taller. A lot of it is shoulder high or taller, and so it's held out better because it's more developed. But we're not going to be able to go too many more days without some decent rain before things are going to start hurting.
Let's talk the markets a little bit here. Looks like we got a report coming out later today.
Right. It's too bad we're not doing this show an hour later, because the report's going to come out just about the time we sign off. But, we've had quite a sell-off in the corn and bean markets, and I guess my feeling is that we'll probably, if not today, at least sometime in the next week or two, get some kind of a positive reaction to whatever that report says, just simply because the market's sold off so far, and we still got a lot of dry spots around the country.
That's for sure. Also, too, the ending stocks, I think, would start to draw down with the ethanol use a little bit, because I'm hearing more and more about that all the time.
That's true. I think the big push is probably going to come next year, but, we'll see what the report says today, but the ending stocks is probably going to be certainly better than it has been in the previous reports, but whether trade views it as bullish or not remains to be seen.
How about the bean markets?
The bean market has been in a trading range for months, and pretty wide trading range. Lots of activity up and down between, let's say, on November beans about 585 and 630. There's still some speculative interest in the beans, even though the fundamental outlook for beans hasn't been very positive. So. I guess I'm. My inclination is that the report today is probably going to see a few more acres of corn and a few less acres of beans than what the trade is anticipated. But we'll know in about a half an hour.
Well, if somebody wants to find out more information from you, how do they find you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
All right, Roy. Visit with you again next week.
We'll talk to you later.